Yeah.
Yeah. What do you have to say, Kaya?
That's what I thought.
Oh, you're making us money on the paywall today.
That's what I thought. Oh, my goodness.
She's making us so much fucking money. Oh, oh, my God. I want a dog.
Ow.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't have one.
I can't take care of one, but I'm on dog talk, and I keep getting cute dogs. Oh, I saw the cutest fucking video, and I want to share it with everybody. It's so fucking cute. Hold on, Marsh. I'm going to send it to you. I downloaded the TikTok. It's so fucking cute. God, can I get past some of these fucking photos of me? Oh, hold on. Where is it? Oh, God. Where is it?
Oh, Kyle.
It's so cute.
Kyle, what'd you do today, dude?
I don't know where it is, Marsh.
Tell us about your freaking day. What did you do? Did you go
in? Oh, here it is. I got it.
Did you?
I'm sending it to you right now. I downloaded the whole video. It was so cute. Cutie, you gotta see this.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
It's so cute. Whenever you're feeling down, cutie, I'm gonna send this to you.
Okay. Is it a bird?
Yeah. Right, turn up the volume. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hassan.
He doesn't want to share happiness with Hassan.
He doesn't care. He's gay. Isn't that cute?
I don't like birds.
Wait, go back. Go back. Do it again.
Oh.
One more time.
No, this time it'll work.
When you're feeling down, Hassan, I'm going to send this to you.
Bro, what the fuck is this?
Isn't that so fucking cute?
You send that to me, I'm blocking your number.
Wait, really?
I don't give a fuck about birds, dog.
I'm not blocking your number.
You don't like birds?
Yeah, fuck birds. Except for that one bird at the sanctuary at Alvaez.
I want a bird.
Why don't you go to Alvaez?
I keep forgetting. I was in Texas and I forgot.
Well, Maya's in Brazil, so.
Yeah, she didn't invite me.
She went to Brazil.
You don't have to be invited. This is a PSA. You don't have to be invited to Alvaez.
You can just show up to Alvaez.
Well, you should ask her.
Okay.
But you should just be like, hey, can I come to Alvaez? And then she'll be like, of course. And
yeah,
then
she'll
do a stream and then.
I think
it'll
I should
awesome.
Do my tub show at Alvaez.
Every time I.
You could do it with Stompy. You could get in the tub with Stompy.
Wait, I want to do it with another human being. Like
Maya. You can't interview Stompy.
No, you got to talk to Stompy.
Wait. Maya and maybe some of her animals in the tub. That may get a little messy.
It will be gross.
That'd be very gross.
Yeah. But Stompy loves the tub.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Stompy the flamingo?
The flamingo. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Stompy's the flamingo.
Whatever the fuck. What is it?
Emu.
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 That's right.
Very different than a flamingo. I mean, I guess.
Hey, stop pulling out her booty hair.
She's very hairy again. I mean, she's like still shedding.
I am so. I've been up since 3:30 in the morning Pacific.
Put this gum in there.
That sounds.
You're putting gum in your dog's booty hair. That's the most unhinged thing I've ever seen in my life.
He's throwing it away. He's throwing it away.
And I don't want the gum to stick, so I'm using the booty hair.
That's insane.
And now I'm packing it into this. Little container.
Elbowing my leg.
That's so insane.
So that I can throw it out. Excuse me. At least I throw my fucking trash out.
True.
The other night, there were so many stuck pieces of gum, Austin. I wanted to go upstairs. You were sleeping in my house and kill you in your sleep.
Hey, wait. Whoa.
The amount of fucking stuck gum, cutie can attest to this, that I had to fucking pick out.
Wait, you were peeling it off of this?
Yes, bro. You fucking stuck the gum. You know what's the funniest part? You drank... latte or whatever.
Oh.
And you fucking left the latte like half drunk there in the cubby.
No,
you
I drank it all. The ice probably just melted.
Yeah, whatever. The ice just melted. And then you put the gum underneath the latte instead of putting it in the fucking container.
Yeah.
And then you stuck the gum into, like, you planted the latte into the fucking cubby, which is like a violation of so many different rules, I think. It blew my mind. It was ingenuity.
Can I tell you
what?
That was probably, first of all, I apologize. I don't recall doing that. I really don't.
He doesn't recall.
And I
it,
do. I did need a place to put my. You should just leave it there, and then you could have.
No, dog. I can't. You no, because you're running out of space. You probably are running out of space right now. Are you cleaning up right now? You're looking at what you've done so far.
No, I haven't. Really
he just found a small piece of garbage that he didn't know what it was, and then he threw it on the floor.
So your bed. Can I say something? You're redeeming yourself. I had the best night of sleep in your bed upstairs that I've had in months.
Why? Because it's nice. It's a nice bed.
Well, you have like a Tempur-Pedic like memory foam mattress. What is that? Can I have it?
It's just a Tempur-Pedic memory foam mattress. That's what it is.
You can't have it.
Where did you get it? No, not your bed.
Like a mattress store.
No, like, did you get it? Like, is it like a topper or is it like the actual mattress?
No, it's the actual mattress. I got like an actual Tempur-Pedic mattress. That's what I sleep in as well.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I don't remember, but mine is like a cooling one too. So it's like, it's sold as like 5 degrees cooler than whatever the environment is. Sometimes I feel like it is cooler, but I do sweat a lot.
I need to. Is it scientifically proven that when you sleep 5 degrees cooler, you get better night sleeps?
I don't know. I just think that I'm a hot sleeper. So.
I know.
Ow.
Come see Uncle Austin.
Ow. Goodbye. Oh.
She's going to try and take the bear. Yeah. She's so funny.
God, her tail is so, is she going to get any bigger?
I think so. I mean, she's not even a year old. So, all right, let's do it. Let's plan Kaya's birthday party. Cutie, you are a professional at this. Help me plan Kaya's birthday party, please. It's on March 5th.
Who are her friends? She's got Fifi.
She got Fiona, my brother's dog, Mika, Ray's dog.
I'll bring my cats.
We can even bring...
Swift doesn't want to hang out with Kaya.
But she's coming anyway. It's like one of those situations.
Nobby doesn't fuck with Kaya.
No, but like those are the... It's like the thing where, like, you know, the parent, Kaya.
Oh, get out of there. This is fucked up. Kaya
Piker. Get out of there.
Oh, come Kaya, here. Come, Kaya. Get back up here. Come on.
Get up here.
Come on. Come here. Get up here.
She doesn't have space to
Kaya,
get
Kaya, go get my waffle.
I think we should go to a steakhouse.
Here? I don't know yet.
No, I probably would do it here or a park. I'm thinking, what would you think? Like here or at a park?
I think you don't have, spoiler alert, you got a tiny ass, you don't have a yard. So you should do.
They know. I've shown them my backyard.
You should do a park.
I think so too. Problem is, this bitch don't fetch. She only fetches inside of the house.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But the issue with the park is there'll be other dogs there.
Yeah, but that's cool. She loves other dogs. She's so social. She's the best. God, I love her so much. I'm so fucking proud of you. You know that? I wish you would fetch more, but that's fine.
Is she a lot of work?
You can't have a dog. Don't even think about it.
He just wants to be invited to the
party.
You can't have a dog. You can't.
Wait,
come
am
to
I not?
No, you can't come to the party.
Wait, what?
You have to have a dog to get into the dog party.
Wait, are you serious?
It's like, imagine I invited you to my kid's birthday. I don't have a kid.
That's actually kind of weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
You can't come to my kid's birthday without a kid. You can't come to the dog party.
Why is gay Uncle Austin here? It's like he's here and he's complaining the whole time.
I wouldn't complain.
Okay, so you're at 5 invites. And 2 of the people don't fuck with her.
No, but like that's fine because
Swift
I feel like
that's very Kaya.
Like it's giving my birthday parties that my parents would throw for me and my mom.
Uh-huh.
There's like elaborate birthday parties and I hated it when I was a kid because of the pressure of like being around all these children that I was also when I was a child that I did not like and did not like me. So the other parents
are you
would, like
okay?
Bring them around. I'm not okay, but I want to. But like they're dogs, so who gives a shit?
But I feel like if this was in your backyard, so we wouldn't have to like go somewhere, it'd be nice to have like a little kiddie pool for the dogs to splash in.
Well, he has a real pool.
I know, but dogs don't necessarily want a pool.
I think we should get a slide, like a big blow up slide.
Put the dogs through that slide.
Yeah. And then the adults, you need a birthday party that caters to like guests as well. So like the dog owners.
Do you see Austin like one subtly inviting himself and two
really
trying
bad.
To also create a situation where he's having more fun than he normally would because he doesn't fucking care about the dogs?
I care a lot about the dogs. Mm-hmm. I just think that if you want the owners to come, you need to make it fun for them.
We can make a bone bar where we have like bones and you can put like peanut butter on top of them and blueberries and like good things for dogs.
That's a good
idea.
And
yogurt. Dogs can have yogurt.
And then an open alcohol bar for the adults.
The alcohol bar is not going to happen, but I do think, I want to do that.
Could
Would
get
you help
a dog
me plan
cake.
It? Would you help me plan it?
Yeah, I can do that, but she's going to need more friends.
She has friends.
You've named 5. That's, not
that's
enough
a
for
lot
a party.
Of friends. How many friends do you have? Damn, bitch.
Hey, that's... I'm not throwing parties.
This is why you don't throw parties. You ain't got no friends.
She's 5 feels like not a party worth.
You need a cake too.
A dog cake.
Yeah. We could invite famous dogs.
Who?
Oh, like an LA like
influencer
like exclusive
dog?
Yeah, like party.
I don't know. I'm sure there's
Doug the pug. Is he still alive?
You are thinking about pugs a lot today. What's going
on? We gotta go find that pug. I feel bad for it still.
Awesome. By the way, what time are you leaving? Because like I'm gonna trick your ass out. You're gonna be on my stream after this.
I literally don't even know. I don't even have much. I have to go. Pretty
That's
much right
after insane.
He's pissed. I have to go.
Oh,
Doug the pug is still alive.
Yeah,
everybody.
We can bring that. We can bring that like Rottweiler hand puppet as well. Not a real dog, but
if you move the podcast filming to Wednesday for next week's podcast, so I can fulfill my dream of having an entire weekend in Miami.
That's get better dreams.
I will hoe myself out for you.
Get
I can
better dreams.
Do it on Wednesday.
Oh yeah, great idea.
Get better dreams,
and then we can film wine.
That's
about
a shitty
it.
Dream.
Sure.
Hmm? We can film wine about it.
Sure.
Wait,
who would you
both
rather
of
do
us.
It with? No, who would you rather do it with? Me or Austin?
No. Everybody wants to see me on wine about it.
You know, it's a fun game that the three of us could play. Is we could get a gun, but only put one bullet in it and like spin the barrel and then go around in the circle.
I want to live, actually.
I'm on board.
I wouldn't.
You'll play?
Mm-hmm.
I would not play.
Really?
So who won about it?
I've been really hating myself lately. Like
you
this
guys
is
have both been.
My
no,
mental,
he hasn't actually.
My I've mental
been.
Health
you could
is
hate yourself a little
probably
more.
The worst.
I thought I looked in the mirror and I was like, I actually think I'm cutting a little too much.
Yeah,
he's
maybe,
just insecure for the regular shit. I'm also insecure.
Maybe you
for
should
good
go
reason,
on a vacation where you actually enjoy yourself. My waffle's here. I've got to get it. You guys understand.
I understand.
We get it.
You should go on a vacation. Also, Hassan, I've invited you out to eat twice now.
You invite me out in the mornings when I have to do stuff. You invited me
I'm
to eat.
I'm pretty sure I invited you out to dinner.
Dinners I can't really do either.
Okay, well, what can I do?
I don't really
you
eat
can't
out.
Do lunch either. What do you
Yeah,
eating?
I don't really eat out. I eat like a very specific thing. You should understand this better than anyone else.
I know, but you can have a break. Take a break.
You have more. You are able to control yourself a lot better than me at professional eating settings. I'm not able to do that. I start fucking eating bread. I start eating all the shit that I normally wouldn't eat that my body really wants.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to like avoid social eating scenarios like that for the most part.
Like
March's house, I went there, one drink. Fridays and Tuesdays are supposed to be my deficit days, so I eat like one very big meal, get my protein in, and then that's it, right?
How many grams of protein in one meal?
Well, usually around like 160, 100 to 180.
In one meal?
Yeah, because I eat like
Can your body even absorb that much?
Yes. Straight white chicken breast.
Oh, shit.
1.5 pounds of straight white chicken breast is like around that.
1.5 pounds?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's like 2-3 big breasts. Yeah.
You're a big boy.
I am a big boy. So I usually do that, and then
What?
I usually do that, but like when I went to Archie P's house, I had that one drink, and then my body went into fight or flight. This was like really hot. There's so many people around.
Yep.
I'm trying to make sure that Kaya's being a good girl, which she was. She graduated.
You graduated?
Yeah, she was being such a good girl.
That's
Look at that
awesome.
Tail. She's like, I want some
you
of the food.
You can't have any waffle.
She's going to start pawing. Just wait. And she's going to start drooling. When she gets hungry and you're eating food and she wants it, she starts drooling. Wait, let me see.
Oh,
that looks pretty good.
That looks so delicious.
Kaya,
no.
Don't even think about it.
I should have gotten the other waffle.
That looks fucking bomb. What are you talking
about? No, it has strawberry sauce on it.
Oh, you know what?
I said fresh strawberries.
Do you not want it?
Austin
no,
wants
not
it
really.
So bad. He's looking at it.
Oh,
Austin is looking at it with wanting eyes.
Can you get me just a plate?
You can have... I'll no, I can't get you a plate.
I'll get you. I'll get myself.
The waffle,
a plate.
I'll
yeah.
give you a plate.
Let me take a strawberry.
Okay.
Cutie.
What?
What are you doing after the podcast?
I'm going to recording wine about it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wait, on.
Maya's not here. How are you going
to
record it?
Lily.
I want to let you know I would love to be on your stream. I just have two cats to get home to.
Mm-hmm. I have the worst friends.
No. It's not, okay. It's not like that.
I hate everyone.
Hassan.
What?
Hey, we just said to take the day off.
Yeah, we did.
And no, I'm not going
to. I invited you to breakfast this morning.
Yeah, I didn't go because I told you.
He had to play basketball. That's
yeah, I have to get my fucking.
Just sit there and drink coffee and I'll eat in front of you.
No, I have to. Well, I do that sometimes. But the thing is, I have to be physically active in the morning.
I
want to
go
out
in public.
I will kill myself.
Why?
What if I don't get physically active in the morning?
No, I think
he wants to be cool with you.
I think it'd be so cool. Be like, there, whoa, there's Hassan Piker and Austin show.
I actually low-key hate that. That's why I don't.
Do you like him as a human?
Yeah,
he likes what I bring using to the table.
I think we should go out as a podcast.
Oh,
why don't we just go out as friends?
Yeah,
friends.
Oh my god, and you said that so weirdly.
You're a problem.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't
that?
Think I'm gonna like this.
Look.
It's all
that
I
looks
wanted.
Like one of those like unnecessarily healthy syrups. Like just from the viscosity from here, I can tell it's like one of those like nasty ass syrups. You know, I have sugar free and regular syrup. If you would like some,
I'm gonna have to just make my own waffle. That's where
I have waffles as well. If you want protein waffles, I have protein.
No
waffles
one
with
wants
chocolate
protein
chip.
Waffles.
No, they taste great. They're Kodiak.
Kodiak is actually pretty
good. Yeah,
but I just like Austin. Shut up.
Do you want me to whip up a waffle for you real quick?
No.
If you're unsatisfied with that, I can do that.
I am unsatisfied, but I want a very specific thing, and it's not.
Oh, she is drooling.
Yeah, she's gonna start drooling. Kaya, stop drooling.
Don't drool.
Look away.
Look away. Hey, Kaya, look at Marsh.
Don't drool at Marsh.
She's looking away in shame. She still wants.
I don't want it.
I don't want it either, honestly.
Then why did you talk like you did?
I just, it's sticky. I'm going to get sticky. Do you have a knife? I'm just going to have a bite. What were we talking about?
I don't know. We're derailing.
Hassan, we were talking about something. We were talking about going out to breakfast. Oh, no.
You don't want the syrup.
Can you put the syrup over here? I feel it's so, syrup. I hate. You know what? I'm starting to get a little ridiculous. Like my
for sure. This is new.
I feel like, so when I go to bed, I have to sleep in a certain temperature. I feel like that's normal, right? Tell me if it's normal. I have a very specific bed routine.
Uh-huh.
I have to wash my face.
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
I've got this hair product thing. I gotta wear this laser cap now.
People have a lot of things that they do before bed. That's normal.
Okay, so that's normal. So I'm normal for that. I don't like, but the room temperature has to be good. I don't like a messy hotel room, so I have to like make sure it's very tidy.
That's fine.
Okay. I live I'm pretty normal.
I think in some ways, mm-hmm. everyone is.
Yeah. A little bit like that.
In some ways.
Hassan, what's your like most obsessive trait?
Like, oof, so much.
Like,
I have
like,
so many.
Like, outside of your streaming career thing, what's something that, like, really is just super obsessive?
I have so many. I don't like it when my house is not clean. I immediately clean up after guests. I don't like it when Kaya has this new thing where she just jumps on the couch and she, like, fucks the couch up. So I have to, like, fix all the pillows.
I can't
and stuff.
Do that either. Oh,
I can't stand it. I love her.
Me too.
But I always have to pick up after her.
Mm-hmm.
What is a like an annoying like OCD ash trait that I have? Other than that, I mean, I have a lot of. I feel like I have
even
a lot
if
of
I
peculiarities.
Even if I go to the gym and I don't sweat, I have to shower.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Even if I don't sweat, though.
There's never been a moment where if I'm gonna do more physical stuff later, like if I know I'm gonna work out twice or something, like mm-hmm. Depending on my level of sweat, I won't until I have to work out again.
If I don't have my specific face products with me, I will like it. It really
I don't have any of that shit.
But see, for me though, it's like trauma. Because as a kid, I had very severe acne.
When are you gonna grow a beard, dog? That's the real question.
I grew one out a little bit in Texas, and I went to a gay bar, and I actually got a lot of attention.
Yeah, I've been telling you, if you grew a full beard, you'd look really hot.
Did Chucky the doll come fucked up? Like, you know how Chucky the doll has, like, stitches and shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how they got it in the box?
I think that's how. No.
Or did it, like, get stitches because it came, like, has anyone seen it?
This is a great question.
Marsh, have you seen it?
Look up, Google Chucky the doll first unboxed or something.
Yeah. Because if he came with stitches, why are you buying that shit?
Also, if it didn't come with stitches, who's putting stitches on the doll like that? Like, what medical professional was like, let's get this flesh puppet some fucking stitches?
I think it's supposed to be a horror toy.
No.
Was it?
No, look at that.
Oh yeah, he was just a little thing. He was still scary though.
Okay, good question then.
Oh, but then he got fucked up.
So
dude.
Who? So this is an ugly ass doll, right? Who is the doctor? Who's the medical professional that was like, "Oh, I got this."
Maybe it's him. Maybe he does it himself.
Nah.
Maybe he stitches himself up.
Chucky doesn't have a medical degree
There's
like that.
There's definitely some horror experts in the chat that will know. Mm. But, you know, have you seen, like, Raggedy Ann doll? Like, Annabelle?
No.
What?
Like, Annabelle the doll, yeah?
Yeah, Annabelle the doll.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah, they keep her in a box because she does some fucked up shit if she's not in her box.
Mm. Yep. And it's based on a true story.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, I thought it was a Raggedy Ann doll.
There's, like, a real Annabelle doll, Hassan. That's what they made the movie after.
Oh, yeah, it's that one, that Raggedy Ann one. Yeah, they keep her in a box.
Oh, yes. Wait. This is the way Annabelle comes. Let's read about it. Hollywood Reporter.
I don't like looking at her.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. What does this say? Warning
that
on
looks
it?
Awful.
Yeah, so they have her in this box in a museum, and you're not supposed to, like, look at her.
Or what happens?
Sometimes she'll, like, fuck you up. Shit.
Like she will, like something bad will
I don't know
here.
But they keep her in the box so she doesn't do stuff. But there's also this cursed box. So there's this museum in Las Vegas that has like one of the most cursed boxes ever that no one is supposed to touch. You're like not supposed to, like, I don't know. But Post Malone touched it on accident, and then he had like a series of very unfortunate events, and people think it's because he got cursed.
Like what?
Like his plane, like the landing gear failed, and then like he got in a car accident, and then he like all of these things, like just one after another kept happening to Post Malone.
Speaking of planes, I've got something new to say.
What?
The media needs to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
One door flies off a plane, and now every single minor thing that happens on a plane is being reported on national news and scaring the fuck out of air travelers, like Cutie.
Yeah, I just don't.
They need to stop, and people need to stop perpetuating this thing that air travel, like, people are like, what the fuck's going on? Air travel is safer than it ever has been in history. We had no fatalities in air travel
sponsored
in 2023.
By Delta.
Seriously. It's
this
going
segment
crazy.
Was sponsored by United.
No.
Would it be sponsored by Delta?
It would be. Maybe it would be. I don't know. Who knows? Nobody. None of them are paying me.
Hit us up, Delta.
Yep.
Okay, questions for you guys.
Okay.
Everyone pull out your phones and tell me how many steps you get a day on average.
Oh, I'm curious.
Right now,
pull out
I don't
your
have
health
a,
app. We're
going to
go
all.
Through it.
Oh, no, they posted the short clip. Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Okay.
God, I hope
what
it doesn't take
this?
Off.
Welcome to Journal. I updated my phone and I have bullshit on it.
Go to your search, go to your health app, and we're going to look through, because I found out sometimes my health app gives me notifications and it says, for example, that my resting heart rate has gone down.
Wait, how is it? Because you have an Apple Watch.
I have an Apple Watch, but you're... Oh, yeah. If you don't have an Apple Watch, that might not show it. But my resting heart rate has gone down to, I think, 65, which is really good from what I understand. And, like, anything below 60, if your resting heart rate is, like, anything below 60, you're, like, really, really healthy cardiovascular-wise. But I wanted to, but your phone will calculate your steps. So I want to know what your 7-day average is. Because
mine
is very low.
Not that good right now.
7-day, oh my God, that is this abysmal.
Wait, hold on. 7-day.
Cutie, I saw some 2000s in there, girl. What the hell are you doing?
How do you find steps? I don't want
to move. Go to health and go down to, like, it'll show, like, it'll, steps will be if you, like, go down.
Yeah, this day I only had 500 steps.
Okay, so...
Bro, you gotta move more.
I know, I don't know. It was the day after Stream Awards.
I average, in February, I've averaged 6,283 steps a day.
That's pretty good.
But it doesn't count the Stairmaster steps that I do every day. Because,
oh, yeah, there's that, too.
Because I'm not holding my phone. I put it out of my pocket.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's really good.
Yesterday, I stepped 7,000 steps yesterday.
Yeah, my average, my total is, like, yesterday was 6,200... 6,700 today so far, but my average is usually around 5,300, which is low.
How many steps have you taken today so far?
6,300.
Today?
Yeah, because I play basketball, remember?
Would you play basketball with your
phone? It's nice that he has his watch. Yeah.
See,
a lot of the time I don't carry my phone.
Yeah, see, I don't. Yeah, that's not
fair.
But
I also don't walk enough.
I actually probably walk more than you then.
Probably do.
3,092 steps. So
the reason why I brought this up is because there's a news article that says what science says about walking 10,000 or 20,000 steps a day. Mm-hmm. Now, 10,000 is supposed to be the gold standard for keeping healthy.
And it's like an hour and a half of walking.
And where did this number come from? Well, apparently, the number actually comes from a trade name pedometer sold in 1965 by Yamasa Clock in Japan. So it's like literally a fucking capitalist marketing scheme to sell a goddamn pedometer. And the device was called Mumpo K, which translates to 10,000 steps meter. This was a marketing tool for the device, and it seemed to have stuck across the world as a daily step target. Is it enough or too much? Exercise of any type can support our immune system and boost our mental health. The key benefits of walking are its simplicity, accessibility, and versatility, making it practical and beneficial for any age as far as exercise goes. Notably, a study published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology last year showed that walking at least 3,967 steps a day reduces the risk of dying from any cause, while walking 2,337 steps a day reduces the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease. Cutie, I noticed I was looking when
you
were scrolling.
Wait, how much am I supposed to walk?
At least 3,967 reduces the risk of dying from any cause.
I need to walk more.
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense, right? Because everybody's like, well, go to the gym. But you only go to the gym for like an hour a day, but you're awake for like at least sometimes 12 to 14 hours a day.
Yeah, we are very sedentary.
I see the Apple Watch.
Right, yeah.
We're very sedentary.
I leave my phone.
Can I be honest? I had an Apple Watch. I have an Apple Watch.
Yeah, mine is white. My arm has been dead
for 2 years because I can't find a charger for it.
Just fucking buy one on Amazon.
He doesn't want it.
I think this is stupid.
One of the worst parts about the Apple Watch. Can you tell? It's like paler.
Yeah.
I just can't get a tan at all. So.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're pasty as shit.
Like I went on a cruise for a week and just burnt.
You should have gotten a spray tan.
It will break me out.
You don't know.
I do. I've had spray tans before.
Are you lying for attention?
I swear to God. Mm. I swear to God, I've had a spray tan before.
This time.
I would like to get a spray tan. Do you think I'd look good with one?
Yes.
Everyone looks good with a spray tan.
I think everyone would look better with like a little bit of sunlight or at least like something that resembles sunlight on their skin.
I have like a tinted sunscreen that I put on my face, but I don't think it's strong enough. It's not on right now. But
yeah, so.
I got to walk more.
So it turns. Okay, let's look at more of our health data. Let's look at the health app. How many calories do you burn a day?
Yours is boosted.
Yeah,
you have
your Apple
freaking
watch.
This isn't fair. I'm mad.
How do I go to calories?
That one is hard to find. I don't really know. Find
that. Your health data.
Go to summary. Health data summary.
What's your average walking speed?
Where do you see that?
Go to all health data.
I'm on my all health data. Show all health data. My resting energy is today 1,300 calories. My activity so far had a 900 calorie active energy thing that I did. My heart rate is 99 beats per minute. From like the cardio that I did, I think. And then my walking running distance is 2.4 miles. Hold on. My heart rate variability currently sits at 72. Stand minutes 76. My walking heart rate average is 94. That's not good. My resting heart rate is currently at 69. Walking speed is 2.7 miles per hour. That's what it says.
It says my
range is from 1.3 to 4 miles per hour. My weekly range for walking.
How does it know how much I weigh?
Did you enter it?
No.
What do you think about that? What is yours? Now it's your turn.
My heart rate's 81. That was 2022. Oh, this is from my
last time you had the Apple Watch,
yeah.
Your resting heart rate is 81?
No, this is back when I was a little heavier.
That has nothing to do with your weight. I mean, it can have something to do with
your weight. I just wasn't exercising.
But that's
as
your
much.
Yeah, that's your cardiovascular.
I did not
health.
See the water bottle there. I thought you were just grabbing your crotch. I was going to be like, "Austin, you got to chill."
I would
look
never
his face
do that.
Immediately. He's like,
"No, no, no, no."
Stop
Stop. Yeah, why are you making that face?
Stop playing with it. What are you doing?
Why are you looking at my dick, bro?
He's trying to fucking turn this into a TikTok moment for him.
I don't like him.
I'm flopped on TikTok.
You flopped?
Yeah. TikTok is highs and lows, though. It happens.
Yeah, I know.
They're not always going to be bangers.
No, I had a few bangers this week.
That's good.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your Austin experience, man. You went to Austin. You hung out with all the streamers.
Yep.
You're making a comeback.
I did the tour. Phenomenal. I did the tour.
Your goal to do the tub once a month?
Well, once every week or other week. Yeah, it's not that hard to do that show.
Well, kind of hard to do something once a week.
It's probably going to be once every other week. Like the next one's probably going to be not this Saturday, but the next one.
Who is it?
Will and Sear.
Dude, don't do two at a time.
No, it's awesome.
But like if you do two at a time, you're going to run out of fucking people that are willing to be naked on camera. Why don't you listen to me?
Hassan, I think you're wrong. Everybody wants to be in the tub with me.
Okay. I guess I'm just my own insecurities.
Men, I think you'll run out of women.
I haven't done any women yet.
Yeah, I know.
So.
But I think you'll have a harder time getting women.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too.
But fine.
But they can wear clothes.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Well, I don't know. So I had a great time in Austin. I went there. I got there on Thursday. Ate some fucking great Texas
barbecue.
No Texas barbecue. Breakfast tacos, which are a big thing in Austin. I experienced the local Texas. It was so nice to land in Texas and it not be LA. Like I will say, I do understand the appeal there. Gas is cheap. The roads are big. It's just everything's easy. 30 minutes is 30 miles.
Anywhere that's not LAX is better, though.
You're such a fucking American, dude.
It's so convenient. Everything's convenient.
The things you just described are exactly the things I just hate about Texas.
Really?
Big-ass roads, like fucking toll roads everywhere. It's like libertarian paradise.
It's easy. It's breezy.
I hate it. I hate that you have to drive 45 minutes anywhere you go. And like people say, what about LA?
Exactly.
What about LA? Yeah, LA, if you're driving, if you know where you're going, and if you plan your day, if you plan your commutes off of like when there's no traffic, because there are pockets when there's no traffic. There's obviously like rush hour, which is unimaginable hell. But beyond that, if you know.
Dude, there's rush hour always.
I also do technically live in a very central location for, you know, by design. It's like close to everything I need. Mm. So I don't really need to, I walk more than I would drive to places.
Well, you're talking to somebody that flies in here every week.
LAX is hell.
LAX is an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, you gotta fly.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. It's a disgrace. It's sickening every time I go there.
The Austin airport is like pretty chill.
Yeah, it's chill. Super chill. Most other airports are much better than LAX.
Pretty chill too, I would say. I like Portland.
PDX
it's like
is really nice. It's under construction right now, so it's a little bit less chill, but I look forward to flying in there this evening.
Yeah. Okay, so
great weekend. I worked out with 8-time Mr. Olympia Ronnie Coleman.
So what's up with him? Is he still fucked up? Because he was like really fucked up.
Yeah, he still can't really walk, so he's in a chair.
Crazy.
I met him in my hotel.
What's up? While we were on the phone. Out?
Yeah, I was on the phone with Hassan.
He hung up on me.
Yeah, because...
It's like, oh my God, it's Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah,
click.
It's because... So I was in my hotel and I heard some guy like rolling up on me in like an electric scooter and just hauling ass, dude. And then he fucking went around me. I was like, holy fuck, it's fucking Ronnie Coleman. I was like, hey, Ronnie. And I like shook his hand. I was like, I'm working out with you later with Mizkif. And he's like, who's Mizkif?
That's so funny.
He had no idea who Mizkif was or anything.
So what did Miz do? He just booked, like, how did he?
I don't know how it went down, but they got Ronnie Coleman to come to the gym.
The guy that actually runs that gym, because it is a legit gym.
Yep.
And it's not run by fucking dumbasses like Mizkif and crew.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who runs the gym is like an Austin gym guy. Like he's run other legit gyms. And when you're like a gym guy in any area, you're gonna know like all the bodybuilding fitness people usually. Because like if you have a reputable gym already, like they'll sometimes come and work out there, things like that.
Yep. And he hosted like a meet and greet that like, and he loves a meet and greet. And this is the funniest shit ever. So
okay.
He loves meet and greets. And we were like, man. And he is a great guy.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. Great fucking guy. Really nice guy. But we were like, Ronnie just loves these meet and greets. He does them for like 5 hours. I'm like, damn, he really loves the fans. I'm like, man, this is crazy.
A little bit of pot calling the kettle black there, Austin?
No, no. I love meet and greets too. But wait, I'm going to get to this. And so we go up to the meet and greet because we're trying to pull him away because we want to work out with him. That's like the whole idea is we want to work out with him. We want to work out. But he's so into the meet and greets. He's like, Ronnie loves a meet and greet. He's like talking to everybody. And then we go to the front of the meet and greet. Guy is selling photos with him for $20 a pop.
That's hype.
So $20 a pop for a photo, $20 for the, he's selling his merch.
He's a genius. He's
like making $100 per photo, basically. Fuck and yeah. Just churning through it for like $100. I was like, oh shit, that makes so much sense, which gave me an idea, and I think we should start doing the same thing.
No, we're not going to charge for photos.
Absolutely zero people would pay, I hope. They should never do that.
No, we're not going to do that. But yeah, got to work out with Ron. And got the lift, and he like counted my reps. And
what happened to Will?
Will, okay, so Will was lifting.
Show the video.
I can't watch it.
You can't watch it?
I think it's on the unmentionable website.
So Will was bench pressing, and he tried to rack the weight, and he thought he racked it. And then he takes his hands off of it, and the entire weight just comes crashing down on.
How many reps did he do on 225? I think it was two plates, right?
Yeah, it was two plates. I didn't even see it. I heard it happen. I was talking to somebody in the back, and then I heard it happen. And yeah, here it is.
So it was just full free fall?
I haven't actually seen this.
Ugh, I don't want to see it.
Let's see.
Yep. Let's go. Get it. You got it. Come on.
Great form.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He thought he racked it. He thought he racked it.
That's... Oh, you can see his face. Now, the thing is Will is extremely tough. And
look,
he will never.
Everybody does not know how to react to it. Canoe's just smiling, like, what the fuck? Wake, look at Wake. Hand on.
He will never.
Wait play it. I want to see Wake.
Look at Ron's face.
Oh, Wake in the background. I love Wake so much. He's like, why are you doing
look
this?
Look at Ronnie's face when it happens.
It's so
slow
funny.
It down.
It's so funny because, like, Wake is like, oh, fuck. Like, why do you do this? And then Canute is like, this is going to be a funny clip on LSF later. What a W clip this is.
Dude, Ronnie is. Obviously lost a little size over the years. Show Ronnie Coleman when he was like peak Ronnie Coleman. Just Google Ronnie Coleman. I mean, look at, dude, look how big this guy.
Jesus.
I mean, look, he's fucking 8-time Mr. Olympia. Put some respect on
this
him.
8-time Mr. Olympia.
How do you get that big?
Ronnie Coleman.
Incredible amounts of steroids. Yeah. Like, obviously this is like, we're talking, there's a natural limit that the human body has. This is going far beyond it. With
one,
like the maximum amount of anabolic steroids, but obviously, like, no matter how many steroids you do, you're never gonna look like him. Like, it just requires an incredible diet, an incredible training regimen, and also
it takes a lot of hard work. People think that doing steroids, not to promote them, but
I love steroids.
Steroids are cool.
No, they're not cool.
I think steroids
are cool.
I encourage
everyone to do them, especially if you're in high school.
No. I think steroids are cool.
More high schoolers should do steroids.
I wish the steroids were not illegal, which they literally aren't if you're taking TRT, but I wish that there was more like medical data readily available and research readily available so they could be like safe for usage. And therefore, you know, we could really fucking reach the next level. Because everybody, like, the reality is, and this is not a joke, this is not a fucking meme. I know it's like people say it all the time, but a lot of athletes do steroids throughout their career. And it probably would be better if we had more research available. So, but like with the Ronnie Colemans of the world and like the bodybuilding, it's very open. Like, they all do steroids.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, that's why Ronnie Coleman is kind of fucked up.
Well, I heard, I don't know if this is true, it's just what I heard, that he got so fucking big, he actually hurt himself doing a movement of some sort. And then the reason why he has the conditions that he has is as a consequence of the surgery that happened. The doctor fucked him up.
Wait, I thought it was his body ran out of like the joint fluid that you have.
I thought it was
joint fluid.
I don't know what here, Marsh, let's look it up, because what happened to Ronnie Coleman?
He suffered a herniated disc, yep, which has happened to me too. It's really, really bad, mm-hmm, which was caused by persistent workouts post-diagnosis, along with 13 surgeries. Coleman underwent 2 hip replacement surgeries and multiple other treatments to alleviate the pain from his damaged invertebral discs.
Oh, golly.
Mm. Yeah. The surgeries, though, aggravated the injuries and health issues he has suffered and caused the bodybuilding icon to lose most of his mobility. And he retired. And he has a host of health complications that severely impacted his mobility. Now he relies on crutches due to the spinal cord problems and other related health issues. But he still trains.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So, like, notably there, there was complications as a consequence of the surgeries that he had. And I think that the surgeries caused pain, which led him to have more surgeries that probably messed them things up. Yeah. But he still got in there yesterday. He worked out with us. He got in there.
He's the GOAT, man.
He's the nicest guy, you know? Lightweight.
Big boys are like that, though. Yeah. Because, like, I think people assume that bodybuilders are, like, scary and mean, but they're not. They're, like, sweethearts for the most part.
Yeah, all of them are really nice, and they're all very, a lot of them are really supportive. And then there's some that are just like super right wing conservative.
Even though it's like gun guys. Gun guys are like super right wing and conservative, but when it comes to like gun safety, most gun guys will not fuck around with that. They will be like very particular, very safe. Unless you run into like in the off chance, like the gun guy, the fucking Marine that like did a funny little bit with Aiden Ross the other day.
Oh, yeah, shit. I didn't get
Wait,
that.
What happened?
He shot the ground on purpose?
Yeah.
He was holding
like multiple guns, and you see it in the video. He like pulls the trigger and the safety. I think he literally unlocks the safety and then pulls the trigger next to Aiden's foot, which
Jesus
is like
Christ.
Insane, insanely irresponsible behavior.
Did he get charged for it?
No, I don't think so.
So I had a guy on a plane try to convince, he was trying to tell me to buy a gun.
Huh?
He was a conservative, nicest fucking guy, but he's just like, yeah, you should own a gun.
He was the Mormons of guns.
I was like, I just don't really like, I'm afraid of them. He's like, because you haven't trained on them yet.
Even when I've shot guns, I don't really like them.
I don't really enjoy them. You and I have the same fear. If we owned a gun, we would feel like we would kill the wrong person.
Yeah, or myself.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
It's an incredibly valid fear, and therefore you should not own a gun.
I can't own a gun.
I don't want to kill myself, but I feel like I'd accidentally do it.
Or I'd shoot
my cat or something.
I actually genuinely don't want to kill myself, but sometimes I'm scared of having a psychotic break that could lead to that.
Yeah, like what if I'm sleepwalking and I kill myself?
Yeah,
in my sleep?
Exactly. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either. Yeah.
No, everything that you're describing is super valid, and that is precisely the reason why many should not have guns.
Or what if I hear a noise in the middle of the night and it's like somebody coming over
and then I grab the gun and I shoot them, or I grab the gun and I'm going to shoot them, but then I trip down the stairs and I shoot myself.
Yeah, or what if I get into a gunfight and I almost shoot them, but like I miss and then they shoot and kill me. Because once you have a gun, you have to be able to use it
in the gunfight.
Yeah,
if you don't have a gun, you're like, sorry, I can't show up to the gunfight.
Yeah, exactly.
A gunfight?
Yeah.
You think you're gonna have a gunfight with your gun?
Yeah, that's what. What do you think is happening? I don't want to be the good guy with the gun, because as soon as you have the fucking gun,
there's a bad guy.
You have a gun and now you're carrying it. So having a gun in your house is one thing. Now you're talking about you got a concealed carry permit. So you're like you have a...
I don't want a concealed carry permit.
No, I don't.
Then you don't have a gun.
They know I have it.
Yes. I don't want to be the good guy with a gun. I went to a place one time. I was like, is there security here? And they're like, no, a lot of our members like to carry. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's Oregon for you,
baby.
That's
the insane... I was like...
I
feel like they're like, we don't want to do pat downs because a lot of our members like to conceal carry. I'm like, then why are they ashamed?
I feel like I feel less safe in that.
Yeah, area. I don't want to have random motherfuckers with guns.
You never know when they're going to get in a gunfight.
I am so brain broken in this country. I saw a guy with a fucking umbrella hanging out of his backpack. I thought it was an AR-15. And I started to fucking...
Texas?
No, it was Oregon.
What do you think? He's going to fucking pull it out and start shooting at
I don't
car?
Know, but any fucking psycho...
Are you the type of person, whenever I go to the movies, I make sure I'm closest to the exit?
I go on.
I'm
off,
like so afraid.
I go away from peak hours.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, both of those things are insane. You're describing being insane.
No. I also won't go to the mall during the holidays.
Austin, I've noticed that you're wearing your skinny pants again, which is disgusting.
Shut These up. Aren't skinny he pants.
They're pretty skinny.
These are just my plain gear, okay?
You don't this like your plain gear.
This is my plain outfit.
Buy more comfortable sweats that are bigger. Okay. With like maybe the flared bottoms.
You're
too.
Just mad because I have a big cock and you want to. You don't like seeing it in my skinny shorts.
What?
That's right.
That's
folks.
That was that.
You can't what? Just put folks at the end.
Yep. No, I'm telling you.
That has never been a thought that has ever crossed my mind. Even though you mention it now, it's still not crossing my mind.
That's the reason why Hassan wants me to wear baggier clothing.
I call you bud.
You can still show your dick outline with gray sweatpants if you would like to. It's just that Murat's friend.
Yeah, I know.
It just sucks that that's what you're talking about.
They're working on the CNC machine in the garage.
What's a CNC mean?
A CNC machine is basically like a 3D printer before 3D printers. Like it's the real 3D printer that you have in the factory.
Can I say I'm so thankful that there's people in this world like your brother, because I couldn't think of a more insufferable thing than engineering to have to do.
Yeah.
For a job.
No, this is like, it's passion.
No, and I love that they love that because I hate it.
This motherfucker literally does engineering on his off time.
Yeah.
He will go, I can't reveal what he does now. He's working on some fucking project. Well, he will literally take time out of his daily routine to go and do extra work for his company for fucking free. And he's like, but it's sick. I'm like, I know it's sick, but you should get paid for it. The fuck are you doing? He's like, no, I volunteer because like, I think it's dope. It's like a good skill to have.
But the corporate America has taught him that that's a good thing.
No, corporate America is just exploiting him. They're exploiting that he's passionate about his job, which is a good thing. It's good to be passionate about your job, but when you're working for someone else.
So do you think that if he were to work extra on his own volition, that corporate America should step in and say, no, we're going to pay you for that work?
No, they would never do that.
But I know, but do you think they should?
Yes.
So if somebody comes to me and I'm like, hey, I want you to do this, this, and this, they're like, I want to do more for the same money. I should pay them more.
You should pay them more, yeah. Well, yeah, 100%.
What do you think, Cutie?
You're generating more revenue off of their labor. Don't ask Cutie. She's like as bad as I am with like paying people too much.
I do pay people a lot.
She pays people way too fucking much. As well as I do, but like
I pay people well myself. I do.
I don't think we believe that on this couch.
Hold on. Can you bleep this out, Marsh? How much I pay my people?
Who's your people?
No, they actually watch this. They watch this for TikTok clips. Sorry, Frank and Rob. Love you guys. I'm not going to tell them how much I pay you guys.
Are they salaried?
That's between me and Frank and Rob.
Okay.
And God.
And God. And Jesus.
Fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of are if you think about it. Payday's coming up.
I'm not worried about it. I'm sure they're happy or they would leave. I would hope.
Guys, are you happy?
Guys.
Respond in the Discord if you're happy. And I'll know that you watched all of it.
He's making them work extra hard. If they don't respond,
yeah. So
be like,
now they're listening to the podcast for
their
free.
Their pays is getting docked.
It's
if
not
they
for
don't...
free. It's part of the.
Oh, it's their, part of their pay.
Their pay is getting docked if they didn't listen. If they don't respond to the Discord, I'll make
they're,
sure.
They're very great, and we have retreats. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about either. I almost messaged one of them for something, but I don't remember what it was.
Trying to steal my employees.
I'm not. I know they're so busy.
They are. In the Tub is a very busy show.
But I was going to message about something, but I don't remember what it was.
And Name Your Price. And
it's the latest and greatest.
Yeah, when's Name Your Price coming back?
Late this year, November, December.
November, December? Holy shit.
Yeah, it's. I'm not going to do it like before a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm gonna do it. I want to do it at TwitchCon too.
Personally, apologize to the podcast members today. I am so strung out.
Are you on drugs?
No, like from my period. My period is awful.
Yeah,
I think I have PCOS.
What's that mean?
It's some sort of thing that women get. It's like polycystic ovarian syndrome or something, where you like you just have more painful periods and you have all sorts of problems. And it's like how I can't lose weight no matter what I do. Think that that's
how would you get
symptom.
Tested for that?
I don't know. It sounds like it's really complicated to diagnose.
That sucks. Like everything I've looked into. I hate it. When you get obsessed with something that's really hard to diagnose.
I feel like for women it's especially bad because I feel like the field of urology for women is like 30 years behind where it should be.
Is it misogyny that we don't understand women as well, like bodies anatomically?
Is it a byproduct of living like in a patriarchal
structure? Yeah, is there like medical? Yes. Is there like medical? Like research?
Like medically, it's most research has been done on males.
Yeah. Really? Wow. Holy
no, shit. Literally a shit 100%.
I don't even think they started, if I recall, they didn't start like really researching female like
anatomy
until like it was like the 60s
or something. Holy shit.
No, it's actually it was, like, really insane. Recent. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it is there it's is crazy. So much more that needs to be done on that front.
Yeah, there's 100%. Probably like a lot of things that could be fixed with like something as simple as a pill, but they just like
so we're like it. Living in like the equivalent of like the 1920s for women's this healthcare.
Is, yeah, this
yeah,
is
they're
literally
doing a lot of research now, but it is still like
this is a field in like medical ethics where they teach you that like marginalized in order to make sure that doctors when they're in medical school do not uphold certain systemic biases that are basically taught living in the patriarchal structure or a white supremacist structure that you don't even like understand that you have these biases. You have to work to unlearn said biases, and they teach you in medical school about them, specifically like black women, for example. Like black people in general are perceived to be like more pain tolerant, regardless of their actual pain tolerance. This is an issue with women specifically as well. Women, when they talk about their pain, as far as like pain relief goes, like are regarded as like hysterical more often than not, even if, like not like direct actual hysteria, but there's this assumption that comes along with medical diagnoses that like when a woman tells a doctor like they're in pain, usually more often than not, doctors are thinking that they're like exaggerating it.
There's also a weird phenomenon where like, because my sister was a delivery nurse. And apparently, like redheads just bleed more, and they need more anesthesia or something like that.
Oh yeah, I think yeah, they're more anesthesia tolerant.
Did they figure out why?
They just know it's redheads. They just know that.
They didn't get to why, and they just know.
Yeah,
like oh, that's normal.
And so like they have to like prep differently for redheads.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it happens with all redheads.
Yeah.
So there must be some sort of gene connection to being redheaded.
They need about 20% more anesthesia to be sedated for redheads. They also need more local topical anesthetics such as lidocaine or Novocaine.
Is that with men too or just women? Really? Men? Really? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's funny.
They need lower doses of painkilling analgesics such as opioids.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to at one point I thought I had PCOS, and so I got like an ultrasound of my ovary or something, and they're like, it looks fine, and I was like, okay, that's all they say, and then you're just like, okay, but like something is wrong with me for sure, because like I can't lose weight, I can't, my periods are so painful, I'm like growing a beard, you guys can't see it because I'm don't look.
Oh, because you have peach fuzz, right?
No, like it's like more blonde. Than that. I have like, no, but I'm getting like long blonde. Beard hairs now.
I don't think that's the thing. I don't see it.
Come on. Let me look.
No,
me
I pluck them.
Cutie,
but
I don't.
It's like bad.
I've never noticed you. I've never noticed you have facial hair.
It's because I pluck them. And so something's wrong with my hormones. Have like you, something actually.
Have you gone to see an endocrinologist?
Yeah, I'm going to have an appointment coming up. So going to figure it out. But any ladies out there.
My mom.
Bummer summer.
Oh, fuck. I'm not going to tell you. Never mind.
What?
No, there's nothing wrong with you.
What?
Do you have like no, you don't have that.
What?
No, you're a hypochondriac, I can't tell you.
What is it?
Anxiety.
Well, duh, I have anxiety.
Yeah, that's what my mom has too.
Shut up.
He's lying.
What is it?
He won't tell you what it actually
is. Yeah, I'm scared it's like something bad.
It's nothing bad. My mom's living a full life.
Anyway, I think I have something bad. But I have to go to a doctor.
I don't think it's bad.
Figure it out.
You've had your blood taken, right?
Recently, yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
You and I get our blood taken all the time.
I know, but like that's the hard thing. It's like ovarian cancer is like they never like.
Oh, you don't have ovarian cancer.
I know, but
cancer.
I don't know. Something's wrong with me.
No, there's nothing wrong with you.
Definitely a lot wrong with you, but not in the way that you think.
There's nothing wrong with you. But I will say, though, that like.
There's a lot wrong up here that.
Don't listen to other people. Listen to me.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Okay. Uh-huh. There's nothing
you're
wrong with you.
You're cranking her. You're cranking her. This is when.
This is when two hysterics get together and wind each other up, okay?
I'm telling her there's nothing wrong with her.
You're not doing a good job.
Just go to the doctor, and then the doctor will tell you that there's nothing wrong
with you. I've been going to doctors.
I know, but endocrinologist this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go to endocrinologist.
Yeah, I'll tell you. This is the first time you've been to one?
Huh?
What led you to do the endocrinology appointment?
The freaking beard I'm growing. Because at first I thought it was like normal. Like I talked to other girls. I'm like, dude, all of a sudden, because I'm like 29, almost 30. I'm like, all of a sudden you're turning 30 and you start like growing beard hairs. And they're like every girl's like, oh yeah. Like, you know, like, oh, so annoying. Like you have to pluck one every once in a while. I'm like, that's how it started. And now I have like five that I have to pluck like consistently. And it's like stressing me out. And but, it makes me feel a lot of shame.
No.
Wait, so it's only five beard hairs?
Yeah, but it's a lot.
The fuck's wrong with you? That's normal as hell.
No, I don't think it should be.
You're so weird. Yeah, I thought you were actually growing like fucking.
No, I don't have like a
5 o'clock
beard,
shadow
like,
or some
have,
shit.
Like,
let's see that 5 o'clock shadow, cutie.
No!
You are the
I've
most.
I've never noticed one hair on your face.
I like that we just talked about like medical hysteria amongst women, and you're demonstrating that like maybe sometimes women do be hysterical.
Wrong. I don't believe I should be. You shouldn't have to. I have to. You like, know, I'm not kidding you. I have to plug it like every day.
I'm just glad Austin is here as well, so we can have like the representation
no
of men being
that.
Hysterical as
okay,
well.
Okay, so cutie, I was a hypochondriac. I still am a hypochondriac, but I like literally got so exhausted. I'm like, I give up.
I know, that's how I feel.
I give up on my hypochondria.
That's how I feel too.
Like I haven't even had my blood drawn in like a month.
I haven't had it drawn in like 3 months.
Yeah, I have an actual like, story that we can cover. Well, how many more minutes do we have, March? Oh fuck. Okay, we don't have time for it.
We don't have time for this.
We'll save
story.
It for next week.
Well, yeah, tell us, give us a hint.
Okay, well, we can do it. Look up Omalay. O M. A
wait, we already did this. Is
H play. No, we did not do this yet.
A Mormon girl?
No. This is an Afrobeats artist who was found himself in controversy.
Sorry.
You racist. No, you're like, oh, this is a black person.
No.
Must be the same story.
No, I just thought it was.
With a black sounding name.
No,
okay, click.
That's not what I.
So Omalay is an Afrobeats artist, I believe. He had a show in London recently where on the show, he like brings up a lady on stage and they dance. Okay, this is normal. Usher does it too. Other artists do it too.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber does it. Yeah, a lot of people do it. Even female artists do it as well. But some things went wrong. They throw the curtain down, for those of you listening at home, and they start doing the dirty. They're grinding. It gets very passionate. The lady even like goes down and like bear hugs his crotch region. Then he bends her over and basically is like piping her a little bit. You can notice here the security is like laughing and pointing at someone in the crowd. Well, that someone in the crowd that the security is laughing and pointing at, turns out, is the boyfriend of the girl on stage. He's very sad.
Dude.
Here. This was incredible. This went super viral on the internet. Everyone went crazy over it because, like, it is a.
I hope he broke up with her.
He did.
Okay.
He did?
He did. Yeah, of course he did. Yes.
Wait, can I see the video again of the guy doing that? No, I just didn't see. I'm
I love
not even
Marsh,
kidding.
Marsh literally said, sure. He doesn't fuck with you right now.
Wait, so he did. Oh my God.
But like he doesn't know that she has a boyfriend.
I mean, that's still a little. Maybe I'm a prude, but that's a little profane.
No. That's
for
normal.
A concert humping someone.
That's why it's like no. That's normal.
That's
he takes
like,
his shirt off.
That's not even dancing. That's just humping.
Yeah, they're dancing. They're grinding.
Oh, okay.
They're grinding. Oh
no,
my God,
sure.
You are so fucking Mormon. It's not even funny. No,
that's
the dancing
crazy.
And the grinding is like fine. The,
so he did.
Not,
he broke up with her. How long were they dating for?
Some people said 7 years, but I think it's only
no
a year.
Way.
However,
that's still a long time.
Was she upset?
However, there were like, I mean, this is one of those instances where like obviously incels are wrong in every single circumstance. They're wrong here as well, even though like technically they're on the right side of this story because like the person who broke many boundaries and was like the villain in this story is definitely the lady. Not many people were defending her, but there were still some in my community at least that were like trying to defend her and be like, oh, like women are not your property. I wanted to, you know, pass this off to you guys to see if you had any quick hot takes on it.
Like, what
before
do you think
you
we're gonna
shove
waffles down your gullet. We have like one more minute left.
What do you think we're gonna like come up with a hot take and say no, women are property?
No, not that.
No. The take would be that women aren't property, so she had every right to do what she did.
Oh, I see.
Which,
for the record, I don't believe women are property. Okay, just
which
to make that clear.
He does.
It would depend on the relationship boundaries. Maybe they, you know.
Yeah, if they were in an open relationship, like, and they had like established as prior.
Yeah, or but, if she was like, hey, that's my one pass. Like, if I get pulled on stage, I'm gonna try to suck his dick, and the guy was like, they like dabbed each other up, and they're like, yeah, bitch, go.
Yeah, that's.
Then that would
not what happened.
Be okay, but I don't think that's what
that's
happened.
Definitely not what happened, considering that they broke up afterwards in a very public way. And then Kai tried to get her, the girl, uh-huh. on his stream, and she asked for money.
She's smart. Go queen.
Yeah, I mean, she was going to get, like, fucking bullied regardless to the end, to the depths of hell, no matter what happens for doing that.
Did Kai pay her?
No, Kai was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't blame. I don't think Kai should pay her, but I don't blame her for asking for money for that.
Kai then went on, found the boyfriend, had the boyfriend on last night in a 20 women versus one.
That's
guy.
So funny.
Yeah, and he
I'm really fucking falling off.
Yeah, he
I could have done a lover host
love.
For that guy.
Yeah, apparently
yeah,
he
Jinxie
is,
does his own lover host.
I know, he doesn't need me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like you have to get back on the saddle.
I'll get back on the saddle, don't worry.
Instantaneously.
I'm getting on the horse.
Okay, good.
He's galloping. Galloping. That's so interesting. That's, wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Imagine dating someone new, and then how did you and your ex break up? Well,
she very publicly
and you
cucked
just
me.
Pull that video out every single
she
time.
Very publicly humiliated me and debased me and broke all of our boundaries in front of immediately thousands of people that were in
yeah,
the vicinity.
Yeah, and then millions of people.
You know how everybody knows she fucked up? Her girlfriends after the show literally were like, yeah, no, that was really fucking bad. What are you doing?
Really? Is there video
even
of this?
Yeah, there's so many videos of like.
Wait, so like, how does she get up on stage and like, how did she like have to like raise her hand to get up on stage?
There's another video of it where he's like looking for girls in the crowd. The girlfriend literally is like, me. And then like the guy's behind her and like trying to say something into her ear, like her boyfriend. And then she like, she like does one of these like, I don't know this guy type faces. And walks away from him to a separate location to get to get the attention of the artist again.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's really brutal.
It's funny because her long-term plan was not there. Because it's not like he's going to, you know, she's not going to end up with this guy that she's a fan of.
Has she spoken on the matter yet publicly?
I think she just like posted a Twitter post being like, had a like crazy weekend or something.
I wonder how much she asked for from Kai. Cause it was like $1,000, I would say worth.
Oh yeah. But I think on principle, he was like, nah.
Yeah,
that.
That's fair.
Yeah, it was probably on principle thing.
Yeah.
You also probably don't want to set that precedent either.
Yeah.
you don't want to set the precedent that like you're paying people to come on your show and then
that's
everyone's going to want to get paid to come on the show, which I think is like kind of ridiculous.
Am I going to have to pay you to come in my tub?
Yes.
No.
$1 million. It's worth it.
No, I don't.
All right, but that about does it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
We gave you a little extra.
We will see you next time.
Bye.
Next time, bye. Bye-bye.